I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Virus? Yeah, hysteria, miseducation, racism, nobody understands how to cough right.
It's so hot right now. Let's go to China and shoot a video.
What the hell are you talking
about?
Dude,
let's go. Everyone's going the other way.
I think you need to pump the brakes, Tom.
Tickets are going to be so cheap, my bro. They're so cheap.
You're listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sublogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. We now use Discord for all our interactive audio and text. To join in on any live conversation, go to our main page and connect to the Discord server on the right, or visit bit.ly/fakechat. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Aberrato.
Tom, I learned a lot about this virus. I'm glad we came to China.
Hi, everybody. It is me, the Fakeologist, speaking, Aberrato, as I go by. My previous handle is April 4th, 2020. It is Saturday night. I am on a slight lightened work schedule. The Corona-thon is carrying on, affecting my livelihood as well as just about everyone in the Western world right now. We are in the middle of a controlled demolition, I would say, of the economy. I didn't ever believe the doomsayers in the truth community before. I had no idea what they were talking about. I thought it was all fear porn, but unfortunately, unbelievably for me, it is going on all around us right now in one way or the other, all in the name of an invisible enemy that we can't see. And it's really, really, if it's really hard to believe. And if you told me even a month or two ago that this is what was going to happen, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have laughed you off. Now, we're doing our old time slot is back up and running. Well, a little earlier because I'm older and I have to get to bed earlier. I can't start the show at 9:11 anymore. And 9:11 really isn't the primary focus of this fakeologist.com blog anymore. It is 3:11 coronavirus hoax, COVID-19, you name it. We're talking about it. Whatever name you want to give it. And I don't think it has a good branding yet, as I said earlier today on the Fakeologist Australian Roundtable that I'm now the producer host of. If you want to talk tonight, we're going to be talking with OBF. So let me just quickly say hi to OBF. Make sure his audio is working. OBF, hello. How are you?
How are you? Hello, Abe. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. OBF is down somewhere in Georgia. At least that's the last time you checked in. You were somewhere in Georgia?
Correct.
So you're still there? Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still hanging in. OBF has been on the show many times. I immediately identified with OBF because we used to listen back in the day to the Jim Fetzer show. Jim Fetzer is still alive, I believe, and he's still doing a show, but he's really hard to find, and I just don't really follow him that much at all anymore. And OBF was always on the Jim Fetzer blog making comments that made sense. Very few of the commenters made any sense to me, but OBF was one of those people that appeared to be real and was making sense. So I chatted with OBF and I said, why don't you come on my broadcast, my fledgling 9/11 broadcast? And OBF has always brought it to the table, and I've always enjoyed what OBF has had to say. So I thought, with this new latest huge psychological operation going on right now, the one that's affecting the whole world, I thought, well, let's reach out to some of these people we talked to in the past and say hi to them and said, just see if they're noticing what's going on now. And of course, the answer is always, of course, they know what's going on right now. It's just a question of whether I can find them anymore on the internets. But OBF is back. He has a phone and an internet connection, and that's pretty much all you need to communicate. Now, I will be taking calls, not necessarily right away, but here are the phone numbers, 647-812-3917 or 877-450-6447. I don't really want to have a group discussion because OBF's on a phone and it's hard for him to necessarily hear everybody. So he has a lot to say, he says. So this is really just a one-on-one. And if you are smart enough to figure out where we're broadcasting live, fakeologist.com/B/radio1. That's where we're broadcasting right now. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to that stream right now, then you'll hear the phone number. So you can call in and stay on hold for a while if you'd like, or call in. You know what? If you're going to call in, wait a few minutes, 20 minutes or so, until OBF gets everything corona off his chest. So OBF, welcome.
Hello. Again.
Can you believe what's going on? Could you have predicted this?
It's a weird situation, isn't it? It was something that I guess I was subliminally thinking was going to happen, but when it happened, I still couldn't believe it. It was like watching something. I mean, if you've read, I just reread very recently both 1984 and Brave New World, and Brave New World Revisited, which is even better than Brave New World, in my opinion, although it's not a fiction book. And it's all basically laid out there. And you can go back further in time, in fact, 100 years, and all of this was out there.
What book was that?
The three I just mentioned was 1984.
Yeah, which is the one that had it all laid out.
Not the book. Those three books lay it out in like fictional terms. But if you go back to the early Rockefeller Institute, the eugenicists, mm-hmm. and if you look at their research, this is what they were saying they were going to do. This is back in the first Rockefeller, whatever his name was. I mean, these people are freaking maniacs. I mean, and they want to reduce, even back then, what is that, early 19th century, Rockefeller was a eugenicist, and they wanted to, they still want to reduce the world population. And by then, the next thing along, you get to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and all these sort of things. And mm-hmm. That's their agenda. And it's continued right up through the present day. It's in the Trilateral Commission. papers. It's in the CFR, Council for Foreign Relations. It's everywhere. And the thing is, someone like Alex Jones, I mean, he's a bit of a nutcase. He's hard to listen to, but he's been yapping about this since he's been on air for 25 years. And he wasn't predicting anything. He's always maintained that all he's done is go back and read all of these papers released by these people like the UN, the Rockefellers, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. And he says it's all in there. It's plain as day. They actually state this stuff. That's what their goal is, to do it.
Yeah, and that's another reason I kind of discounted it, because Alex Jones was yelling about it. So are we going through basically what he was yelling about all this time?
Yes, and...
Are you surprised?
Are you surprised?
That he was right.
Like I said...
somewhat right.
Somewhat right.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm really surprised, because I guess I was exposed to it really early with him, because I originally listened to him I started in 1995 when he exposed the whole Oklahoma City bombing hoax, and I listened to him went to his website at least. I don't know if he was on the. I didn't have available radio. That could hook into his whatever he was broadcasting on at that point, but he had a website called Prison Planet. That was the first one, and so he was publishing articles back then about this whole agenda, and I listened to him up until, I might have told you this before, 2007. I was posting on he had a forum and message boards, and it was there that I actually first I saw the Kill Town short movie about 9/11 called Air versus Skyscraper. That was it. I saw that, and that's like classic No Planes Theory. And then I think this very same week, someone in there posted a link to September Clues. So I started posting No Plane Theory stuff on Jones's forums, and I immediately got banned, and I stopped listening to him completely. And it was only August of last year that because I'd heard that he'd got sort of backpedaled on his whole Sandy Hook position, I said, well, that's interesting. So I looked him up on YouTube. He was still available at the time, and started listening to his show. And I have to really filter a lot of it, because it's hard for me to listen to. But he has some very interesting information, and so I listen to it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And but I'm not really an Alex Jones fan, but it's like reading the complete, what most people would consider to be the complete opposite, the New York Times. See, if you've Alex Jones is the right wing, then the New York Times is the left wing. And I read the New York Times nearly every day as well. I mean, it's a task, but I do it because I'm trying to get an overall perspective on what people think, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. You want to be in touch with what's going on with the mainstream mind.
Yeah. So I try to take a really broad perspective, but it doesn't mean that I endorse Alex Jones. Actually, there's another guy on Alex Jones is much closer to my own opinion. And I think he's very good, a guy called David Knight. And I like his show a lot more than Alex Jones, because Alex Jones just starts yelling at you. But
David Knight's on InfoWars.
Yes, correct.
Right, he's broadcasting every night. What's he talking
about? Every day. Well, he's like, I used to be what most people would call a hardcore libertarian. And now I'm just what I call an anarcho-capitalist, basically. So David Knight is a libertarian. So I don't 100% agree with him, but he's a lot closer to what I believe, or used to believe, at least. He's, he's a little bit more politically motivated, but he's just, his whole delivery is better. And he also disagrees with Jones. And the good thing about Jones is that he lets David Knight broadcast and say what he thinks, even though he disagrees with it. So I'll have to give Jones credit for that. He's pretty open-minded with that in that regard. So, but anyway, I can't remember the original question. Oh yeah, well, I guess
it
was about
the. Are you surprised at the depth of what's going on? We've been dealing with phony shootings and just fake small stuff for almost 20 years after 9/11. We really haven't had any super major things. So right now we're going through something extraordinary. This is nothing to laugh at.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is it. This is, in my opinion, and in the opinion of people like Alex Jones, this is the attempted takeover, and it's all on schedule. It's this 2020 agenda, and then there's a 2030 agenda as well, which is an even greater lockdown. And in my blog last week, I actually referenced the Rockefeller papers from 10 years ago. They put out a whole plan, a pandemic plan, to be where they'd take over and lock everything down. It's called lockdown. Was the plan, and it was
your website, bloodbornefree.blogspot.com. There you are. Well, you got your picture on there now. Was that always there? One born free.
Yeah, that's not the. That's a problem solver services. That one. It's one born free. Mythbusters.blogspot.com is the blog.
Okay, Mythbuster. Okay. All right, right. I'll put that link.
And I've also still got my 9/11 one up there as well.
Okay, right. So yeah, I think I posted that Rockefeller lockstep global pandemic plan as well on my blog. Is that where you saw it, or you saw that? Oh, you posted that last week.
Yeah. There's another one there.
Where did you find that? Don't forget to press the button. You're on push to talk. You're cutting out.
Sorry, I have to take my. Hold on, let me do it with two hands. All right, hold on. Where did I find that one?
Well, you can just you don't have to give me the specifics. I'm just curious. Did you just find that while you were searching, or did you find it on my blog, or had you heard about it before?
No, I got it from somewhere. I got it somewhere else. I just scared. It's from a blog site called Don't Speak News. Don't Speak News, all one word. .com, and it has some interesting things. I'd never been there before, so I was probably, I'm guessing, I got it from somewhere like Zero Hedge. I'm not exactly sure the original link, but that's probably where I originally saw it, was Zero Hedge. And then I, instead of linking to Zero Hedge in my article, I just linked to the original source of it. Rockefeller paper details government plan to impose a police state due to a pandemic. And that's an article from February the 25th, 2020, at don'tspeaknews.com. And there's a video with it and everything. So there's another one, Scarlet Contagion, that I linked to in the same blog release, which is another pandemic exercise that predates, you know, of the 201
event. 201, yes, that was an exercise put on by Johns Hopkins in November 2019.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Crimson pandemic precedes that. That's a from Wikipedia. It was a simulation administered by the Department of Health and Human Services from January to August 2019, so that's before event 201. And let me continue with that. It says, in August 2019, that tested the capacity of the U.S. federal government and 12 U.S. states to respond to a severe influenza pandemic originating in China. The exercise involves a scenario in which tourists returning from China spread a respiratory virus in the United States, beginning in Chicago. In less than 2 months, the virus has infected 110 million Americans, killing more than 500,000. The report issued at the conclusion of the exercise outlines the government's limited capacity to respond to a pandemic. And this, like I say, that's if you type in Crimson Contagion into the Wikipedia.
You have a link to that on your website, so you don't have to type it in. You could just click on the link, and I'm going to link to your blog for sure.
Okay. So anyway, but I was still surprised. I guess I was surprised at the speed of it. And then the lessons I was, I guess, forced to draw after that. The lessons are very hard, even for me to bear. I mean, I'm a total cynic. I mean, I consider myself to be. Maybe I'm not, but I the belief to which these everybody around has just fallen for this, it's terrifying to me. I mean, the slave mentality is so over the top.
Yeah, the complacency, the acquiescence.
Yeah, which is, that's the signal. That's the test. That's what it's all about. It's a test to see how much horseshit these populations, and particularly in America, how much they're going to stand for. Because America's the last one, in my opinion, because you still have this fantasy called the Bill of Rights, which is sort of no one really adheres to. But it's still there, and there's a lot of people with guns, gun owners, and you know, you still supposedly have a freedom of speech, but it's not. You don't really. But this is an attempt to bring the U.S. into line with the rest of the world.
Yes.
And so this is very serious. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think a lot of people seem to be treating it as like a vacation from work.
Yeah,
they don't understand. It ain't going back to where it was. They're going to ramp it up. They're going to cause, if they lock everybody down long enough, it's going to, in my opinion, this is, I'm not making predictions here, but my opinion is that I was telling to that young girl before the show started, I said they're going to cause, this is going to cause riots. And then they're really going to lock down. So they actually want civil unrest. And then they can clamp down. They can put down a real martial law situation on the American population. And I mean, you've got to admit that it's ticks every box off. It's just incredible. I mean, it's got the cash-free currency thing in it. It's completely wiped the board with the yellow vests.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to be riots.
Yellow vests.
In the Middle East as well, there was riots in all of these countries. Turkey, Syria. I mean, the list was endless. They were rioting for months. And now they all can't, you know, the excuse is they can't go out of their houses. So this is the power these assholes have.
Do you think that they triggered this early because of the global unrest? Do you think they brought this forward from, say, 2030, and they just figured this is going to be a great extinguisher to all their issues while they can maybe regroup, or did this come early?
I don't think so. I think it's, I haven't read enough about it, but I'm seeing or hearing people saying that the 2020 part of it is exactly where we're supposed to be, according to their plan. So they haven't delayed it, but I don't know for sure. But my personal opinion is that it's right on schedule, and that's where we are, and.
What's the report from you? From Georgia right now, what is happening in Georgia, the state of Georgia, or whatever city you're in? What is happening that you can see with your own eyes? With the media reports.
Where I am, the mayor is, because it goes from the governor, the state governor, and he I read he's enforcing a new lockdown from Friday the 3rd through the 14th, and he's saying everybody in the state has to abide by the recommendations of the CDC, which is the, what is it, the Center for Disease Control. Now, the CDC, of course, is not a constitutional agency. It has got no legal authority to make any freaking laws. But so the way they get around it is but they make a recommendation, and then the states say, the governor of Georgia said, it's mandatory to require to comply with the recommendations from the CDC. And those recommendations are social distancing, masks.
Yeah, but it's closed not law, door. Is it? Not law, is they didn't codify, it, into codify law. It into
law. No, but the police will come and shut you down. Shut down all the restaurants. Well, not shut them down. They can do out. People can order out. I go to a coffee store, and they'll let one or up to 10 people in at a time, as long as they can be 6 feet apart. And everybody, all the cashiers have got wearing rubber gloves, and a lot of them have face masks. And then if you don't have a face mask on, which I don't, and I don't wear rubber gloves, I say, fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Excuse my French. And that's another thing. I don't want to... this is a very emotional subject, and so I might break into foul language at some point. I don't mean to. It's just it's off the cuff. But anyway, so I asked. The hotels are still open, but now there's a local, one of the local Hitlers is saying that they're going to commandeer hotels for coronavirus patients, and I talked with a small hotel owner last week, and he, at that point, he didn't know anything about that. And I made the mistake of saying, well, you know, they can do that, and they will do that. And he just went off at me and said, oh, no, they can't do that. He just didn't understand. They can do anything they damn well please. I mean, it's not legal, but they'll do it in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So, and all the streets are basically deserted. The only good thing about it is I have been practicing what is now called social distancing for more than 10 years. I stopped shaking hands with people over 10 years ago, more like 15 years ago, for a number of reasons. One was hygiene. Another was there's an assumption, people make an automatic assumption that it's like being a politician to me. I don't like to be, it's like what I call glad handing. But I don't shake hands. I do a karate, which is a bow, and an open palm over a closed fist, which is a sign. Most people don't seem to recognize it as such. It's a sign
of domination. No,
it's a sign of respect.
Oh, is it?
But don't.
Oh,
is it? Yeah. It's a.
Oh, you put your open hand over their closed fist?
No. Over my own.
Oh, I see. You do it over your own.
Okay. My left palm is open, and then I put my right fist into my left palm, which stays open, and then I bow. Wow. It's a martial art. It's something I picked up. I've been studying martial arts for.
Oh, it's a martial
15,
arts
20
thing.
Years.
Interesting.
Yes. It's a karate bow. And it's a sign of ultimate respect. So I've been in the habit of... The last person I shook hands with was B.B. King.
Oh, nice.
I broke my rule in just to shake hands because he's been such a hero of mine over the years. A real hero. He actually ruined that when I talked... No, he died a few years ago.
Okay. But he ruined it?
2015, maybe. Excuse me?
He ruined it, yes, sir.
He ruined it, yes, sir.
He ruined his, my, yeah, I don't want to get into it, but he lied to my face, and I just have to try and forget that and just remember him for the music, which was a huge influence on me.
He had some
but
good
he
stuff.
Sort of blew it. Yeah, he blew it when I met him, so, but Anyway, I shook hands with The Thrill Is Gone.
Right.
That's the big one. That's the big one. That's the one that, you know, made it into, crossed over into the mainstream charts, and that's what really put it on the map. Before that, I... Excuse me?
Can you hear that?
I can't... You've got some music on, I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it? I'm just...
You're playing it. No, I can't hear it the same.
Oh, it's not coming through.
No.
Okay.
Never mind.
No, I know.
Maybe later.
Yep.
Anyway, what do you think? I heard you say, it was interesting, you were talking with one of those two girls there, and you were saying you didn't think the virus, you thought it was a regular cold flu, right?
Actually, that girl, it's too bad she can't stay on because we don't allow minors, but she was right on. I think they have taken the common cold. They've made a very unreliable catch-all test. And if you could just go on, release the push to talk button while I'm talking, because I'm echoing a bit. Yeah, there you go. And they've made a catch-all test. There we go. I'm not echoing now. And they've made a catch-all test that has an 80% failure rate, in the sense that it catches any and every antigen and antibody that your body creates when it's not well. And they've used that to scare the hell out of people with the whole virus contagion movie type scenario. And they've coupled that. The main part of the PSYOP is the controlled demolition of the economy. They've just done it simultaneously with the excuse that that is what is required to flatten the curve or stop the insanely narrated transmission of this virus. And they said if people don't isolate, then it will grow exponentially and people will all be sneezing at the same time. That's really the extent for most people of a common cold. Sneezing and coughing and feeling quite poorly. That, you know, if that is the extent that it's going to infect the population, then I say if it was a real virus and a virus really was transmissible, then that would be the real extent. And yeah, old people could get really sick and have complications if they are otherwise immune compromised. I mean, anyone that's old that gets a bad cold has a harder time having their terrain repair to get better. That's just normal. That's just the normal course of events for people that get sick that are senior. But that's what they've done. The main difference between this and every other phony animal to human transmitted virus is the controlled demolition of the economy. So now people are at home. They're not working. The government is rolling out support programs to make you even more dependent on the state so they can really track you. Because when the government pays people money, they need to know who they're paying it to. They need to have systems in place so fraud doesn't happen, and that requires so many components to administer properly, because people are excellent at fraud. That's one of the greatest human features of people are very innovative when it comes to ripping off the government, who, of course, doesn't exist. It's just you and I contributing to a pot of money. So they need so many control mechanisms to administer that program as well. And I still think the major target of this worldwide PSYOP, and every country has a franchise of this PSYOP, clearly, so every country can do what they want with these draconian powers that they've all given themselves under the Emergency Powers Act or whatever they call their legislation. So they can do whatever they want and spend unlimited amounts of money to implement basically whatever their country was looking for over the last 20 years, basically a wish list of things to do. The United States has a much, much longer list of things that it, I guess, would like to do. Universal health care, universal ID. Basically, they really want to create a federal system that is more similar to most Western countries in a very decentralized country. And just what you told me earlier about the CDC, how it is not really a constitutionally sanctioned body. It just creates suggestions that they use strong-arm tactics through the federal system to suggest to the states, which are supposedly autonomous bodies, that's how the U.S. was set up. That just proves to me that the only way they can get what they want in the U.S. is to just create a far more powerful federal government. That has to be the goal if they want to implement all the top-down from the very tippy top, the United Nations, in the United States. So that is my assessment up until right now. It is subject to extreme change without notice because every single day that they unroll this script, and make no doubt, this script was written over the last 20 years. Make no doubt about that. And every single day is in the script. This saying, oh, it's just another week, it's just another week. This is all part of the plan. This is not off the cuff. We're rolling with the punches. We're reevaluating every day. No. This is scripted. So only a few people know how long this is going to last. And my bet is it's going to last in some shape or form forever, as long as we are alive. But the extreme, this controlled demolition of business, I am thinking maybe a couple more months until I would say the bottom half of the economy, of the small businesses especially, are destroyed. And of course, from the ashes, the phoenix rises, and they can rebuild it any way they want. All these companies will have to adhere to new rules if they want to reconstitute and start over. That's my general assessment as of 4/4/2020. So go ahead, One Born Free, if you want to chime back in.
Yeah, that's pretty much my own observation, you know, what I'm trying to gather. And like you said, it's my opinion is subject to change as new information comes in. Because I listen to people like Alex Jones every day, he's telling them, well, part of the goal is to vaccinate everybody. And if you don't have a vaccination, you won't be allowed to leave your house.
Yes.
And the vaccination will have nano particles in it. What do they call them? Nano spheres or whatever.
Yes.
And that's how they'll know if you've had the vaccination. And the other thing is they're trying to put you into, herd you into smart cities.
Yes.
Built by Google and Apple. And I don't know whether this is part of it, but I saw this thing. Apple has just bought this huge disused U.S. Army base, 5,000 acres of a former U.S., I guess it's the Pentagon, disused area. It may be for a factory, it may be for one of these smart cities that are supposed to be coming in or going to be created. I don't know for sure. But other than, you know, that's the only, I guess we both agree. I mean, it's, and I agree with your assessment of the, this was the pin that pricked the economy was on a fake boom ever since the collapse of 2008. And they put massive injections of money, or what seemed massive injections of money. I have another site, a financial site, which follows the money supply figures from the Federal Reserve. And the figures after 2008 are just off the frickin' charts. And But now that seems, with what they're doing now, in the trillions of dollars injections from the Federal Reserve, that dwarfs what they did even in 2008. But that what that did was it propped in 2008, it propped up all the banks and all of the big businesses that were going to go bankrupt, and all the companies that they typically is what are called too big to fail. And so they did that with a certain amount of success, but the economy never really recovered. It's been the longest, slowest recovery from a recession in U.S. financial history.
Okay. And do you think the numbers that they give for unemployment are fake as well? Or because there's also another website I've seen called Shadow Stats. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big one for
you?
Yeah.
It's not a big one. I'm familiar with it. And I know they use, he computes current inflation from, because they keep changing. This is what governments do all the time, of course. Is they change the parameters for any of their figures, how they come to the conclude that whatever the unemployment rate or the employment rate or whatever it is they're talking about. And so they have done that with inflation figures. Yeah. And so
he uses the shadow stats, unemployment rate is actually 22.9%, up from 21.1%. So his unemployment rate is way 6 times more than the advertised federal rate.
When was that updated?
I'm looking now, April 5th.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on there. So he's always said unemployment is in the 20% range.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just heard, I heard it or read it somewhere today, that the total loss of jobs in the Great Depression in 1929, the biggest daily loss was 6,000. And we have a current daily loss of 6 million people. It, one day, very recently, apparently, the unemployment claims were 6 million.
No, I so didn't hear that. This one just says the payroll sank by 700,000.
Yeah.
But that was April 3rd to 5th. That was April 3rd. Oh, yeah. New claims for unemployment insurance by a record, well, I don't like this number, 6.6 million in week ended March 28th. So there's your six. He added a 0.6, and he got the
666.
Well, yeah, and they got the, it's always a multiple 11. So I even want, is Shadow Stats, where are they getting their numbers? Because they definitely conform to some of the hoax code. But it does sound more realistic that they're way the hell up there, off the charts.
It doesn't really matter if you understand how an economy works. And an economy, every part of it, there is no just essential businesses. It's total bullshit. It's all interlocking. Everybody's business is essential to all its customers. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's a hooker or a stockbroker. It's all interlocked in a ever-changing web of relationships. And so,
but essential services. Shelter, food and shelter and water. That's about it, really. And I think that's what we boiled it down to where I live. So if you are carting around food and supporting shelter and supplying water, there isn't anything else essential for human life, really.
Well, that's my point. It is. I mean, it's different. Everybody's different, and what they consider, you know, of course, everybody wants food and water and shelter, but other people, you know, once you have those people, what they in a regular economy, what people consider to be essential to their own particular life, it's like you know, there's certain things that you like to do. I don't know whether it's read a book or
it's a livelihood. Really, that's what people like. They like to make a livelihood.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in terms of the, and I guess has it hit Georgia yet, where they are making everyone shelter in place and accept essential services?
That's the latest from the mayor. That's the latest pronouncement from above that we're not supposed to go out. But I went to the park this afternoon, and there was people walking around, loads of people without masks on, walking their dogs and stuff. In fact, I went to two parks, and it was like that. I was waiting for a cop to come in and disperse everybody, But I, for whatever reason,
they're doing it in Australia, according to some video I've seen, for sure. I saw an Australian cop car in New South Wales drive on the grass to a guy sunning himself and almost ran him over.
Yeah, I saw that. And then did you see the surfer, the lone surfer in California, went out on his surfboard and the cops told him he had to come in. He says, what the fuck for? He says, I'm on my own in the middle of the freaking ocean, which, and salt water sterilizes viruses anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But they said, no, you can't, exactly. you cannot surf.
Yeah, so the fun, now they're the anti-fun police. Yeah, they're just overstepping their mandate, and there's no law. It's just an emergency order that doesn't seem to be criminally prosecutable, but it is a misdemeanor. So, but apparently they're trying to flip it over into the criminal side, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, they've in Texas, one town or county is saying you get $1,000 fine if you don't wear a face mask.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just totally crazy. Well,
that's what it's about. It's they're going to push it as far as they can, and then if people get really antsy and start rioting, then they're gonna try and lock it down even further, I believe. And then it comes down to real like a civil war, I think. I mean, people I know are not going to stand for this. I mean, they don't necessarily have the armaments of people in the military, but I've come across individuals in the past that do. And so these people are not going to go down without a fight. They're going to get really pissed soon if this doesn't change. You can't stop a whole economy and not expect people to get really, really, really mad. And that's what's happening to me. I mean, I can't talk to anybody in public about this stuff. I just have to discipline myself and zip my lip, because it's impossible to talk, which is what's great about this, because I can unload a little bit and you can unload a little bit, and then other people can unload. Like that young girl, she didn't have anybody to talk to. And this is such an unprecedented situation. No one really knows, you know. I guess we're both still guessing, even though we think we know what we're talking about here.
These are always our best guesses. This is all I do is my best guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ep, good night. You have a pretty big reverb echo, I think.
Yes. I'm echoing through One Born Free. He's always technologically challenged. Thank you very much. So I'm doing the best I can. It only echoes when he's got his hand on the push-to-talk button. So other than that, so it's unfortunately at his end. Let me just see if this music plays while I'm at it. Okay, now the music's coming through, I think. Isn't it?
Trail is gone. Trail is gone.
Another BB King. Did that come through, Gaia? And
nice. Please keep playing it. It's nice. Okay,
that's a live one. It's not the original.
That's right.
Yeah, so good. Great. Sounds really good, live version.
Yeah, let me just play a bit of that while I just take a quick break here. Do a station identification. We'll just take a couple minutes here.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, everybody. This is Oedic Luna. I'm from Florida, and you're listening to Paycologist Radio at paycologist.com.
Drill is known. Drill is gone. You done me wrong, baby. We'll be sorry someday. Drill is gone. Drill is gone away from me. Drill is gone, baby. Drill is gone away from me. lonely boy, but so lonely.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. Alrighty, we are here with OBF on April 4th, 2020. It's almost 9:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And this will be the last hour. We'll do a two-hour show. It's just about enough. That's enough content, I would say, on the Fakeologist Radio Network. We do a morning show on Saturday morning. We do an evening show on Saturday evenings. Mainly only during this corona crackdown that we're under. I assume if it ever gets lifted, I will be back to a regular schedule of not doing broadcasts, mainly because I don't have enough time. But right now, I'm sort of on a corona furlough, a forced furlough, which I'm just taking advantage of and talking about the coronavirus hoax, because everyone in the world basically is hypnotized by this, and therefore to find somebody who will listen and understand and try and deconstruct from our very low position on the totem pole is very difficult, and we're taking advantage of the technology that they gave us. And I've got one born free, and we have Guy also who just dropped in cussing away in the background there, so if he could just let One Born Free express himself for another little bit. We'll take phone calls now if anyone wants to call in. The phone number is, I'll bring it up because I don't have it mesmerized, 647-812-3917, 647-812-3917. You can try the phones. I don't know if they work, but I'm advertising them as if they did. So One Born Free, let's pick up where we left off, and we're in awe of this operation. It's massive, it's huge. And I also, One Born Free, let's make sure you're still there. One Born Free, you're hearing me loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
I posted a postulation of mine that it came to me, and like I said, I think the biggest change will be done in the United States. Number one, they control the currency of the world still, for the most part. And number two, I think they want to make the most substantial changes in their economy. And I really think that this event will be much bigger. It's going to grow exponentially in the United States in the fake narrative, as we have agreed that it's a phony narrative, and they're using all the techniques of 9/11 for crisis actors and the news media to basically create a reality on the television or the media, whatever people are paying attention to today, and making a huge separation between reality and what's in the media. And I really think that this will be a checkmate for Trump, if you like him or not. A lot of people do. But I really think that they will frame him as an incompetent. Everyone knows he's already a showman, a television star, an actor. But nevertheless, this, I think, will checkmate him, because they will blame, I'm going to say, a very high number. I don't want to give a number right now because I have no clue how high it's going to go. Right now it says here that the United States has 311,357 cases and 8,400 deaths. I still think it's going to go exponential in whatever way they're going to frame it, and they're going to blame him. Now, I still think the general in this war on germs that Bill Gates wanted, the emerging general, even though I don't like the guy, is Governor Cuomo of New York State, where they are apparently having the worst time of this. Now, I don't quite see how he's going to come out as a hero, but maybe somehow they're going to create a narrative. And I think they're going to draft him to be the Democratic candidate on sort of a general of the war platform. And I do believe they're going to use the trillions of dollars that they're flooding the market with to build a Department of Health that's 10 times the size of the Department of Homeland Security, which emerged after the great 9/11 hoax. So that is my 2021 prediction. It will get going in 2021, 2022 under President Cuomo. That's my prediction as of 4/4/2020. What do you think of that one?
Hey, I really have no idea. I think when I said originally that it ticked all the boxes, I left out the fact that they're trying to unseat Trump for whatever reason, because he's not really any serious opposition to them anyway. But for some reason, he's seen as opposition, I guess just because he's supposedly a Republican.
Well, he seems to be on the little guy's side. That's how he always portrays it. He's working for America. He's working for the little guy. Those are his two biggest selling features, I thought, when he came in.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. Yeah. So
similar to JFK. JFK was going to change everything. He was the first Catholic president. He seemed to be on the people's side. He had charisma, charm, new hope, a young president, and they took him out in a psyop early on, and then brought in sort of the stern, unlikable turd that was the vice president who shoehorned his way into the vice presidency in the 60s. So similarly, I just don't see Trump getting past this. All the intelligentsia chattering classes, they hate Trump anyway because he's just such a obnoxious character. But on the other hand, the majority of America, in between the two coastal states, do support him in the majority. And they are, because the little guy always gets the boot put on his neck, symbolically Trump will fall because of his position, I think. But I think this war on germs, I think Corona is going to take him out politically. I certainly hope not in any physical way, even if they simulate a physical destruction of Trump.
Yeah. You may well be right. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's just a prediction.
What it seems to me to boil down to is Trump has a massive, in flyover country, he has a massive support still. And yes. So it's a question of how much of that support erodes because of people losing their jobs nationwide.
Yes.
You know, how much are the dyed-in-the-wool Trump fans, how quickly are they going to turn on him because of this? And I don't see, unless he turns around very, very quickly and says, we've got to end this freaking crap. Yeah, yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
It's already too late, really. I mean, where I am, they had a massive, it's the third biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the United States, or second. Sometimes it's the biggest one. It's bigger than New York's. And
or Boston.
They canceled it. And so that's a huge, I mean, many businesses here, that's the only time they make any money. They depend on that money to make the whole year.
That's
and now
Green
they
Christmas.
Lost
Green Christmas.
Yeah, they lost that, and now they're being forced to close already. So if this sort of thing is going on nationwide, I mean, not everybody has a St. Patrick's Day parade, but the economic devastation this is causing right now is way off the freaking charts. And if Trump, I mean, he's being hypnotized by these assholes like Fauci, who's running around, that pontificating little bureaucrat, who really, he needs to be disappeared. I mean, most of these people need to be disappeared. I mean, I'm absolutely disgusted with all of them. But
Trump,
you know,
is not the whole government. He could never be the whole government. And if people are not on his side in the administration, or they're put there by the people that control the United States, there isn't a hell of a lot he could do about it. He's one guy. Now, every now and then he drops the word hoax, and he started off this whole Corona 311 calling it a hoax. Sometimes, just a few moments, I think he's on the fakeology side. But really, how long or how often can he bring up a fakeologist topic before he is completely ridiculed and at risk of being removed for being a nut? And we all know that people that talk what we talk are basically quarantined on our part of the internet, for one thing, and number two, we're just socially outcast for our position already before 311 Corona. So do you think Trump is on our side at all, or ever has been, or do you think he's just trying to leak out a bit of truth, or he just can't?
Well, my opinion, my political philosophical background, as you know, is what they call a voluntarist, which is basically what an anarcho-capitalist, which is a bit of a mouthful, a libertarian. I believe in free markets. I'd actually prefer no government, but I'd make a compromise and say if we could have a constitutionally limited government, which would get it down to 95% of its current size, then I would be all for that, even though it's still a scam. But Trump never has displayed any knowledge of the original constitutional functions of the federal government from the get go. He doesn't know. He's a know nothing. So he's not really. He never had a clue of anything when he came into power. In fact, I did a blog on him before a post on my MythBusters blog in 2015. About that, saying that he, you know, before he got elected, that I knew he was going to fail if he got elected, and so that was one of the most prescient things I've done in my life, I guess. It's up there, it's still there, it's been up since sometime in August 2015, I think, saying that he was going to fail. He's just not, from my point of view, but you know, I'm ideologically balanced. About biased because of my political past my own, I guess I've reprogrammed myself to be an anarchist. And so everything I look at that Trump does is completely clueless. But I think I think his heart was in the right place. He didn't realize that the government is the enemy. It's a criminal entity, and he walked into it, and he thought he could just snap his fingers, and people were gonna listen to him. And the whole of the bureaucracy has been against him right from the get-go, and he didn't know have enough principle in order to counteract any of that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one, yes, go, yes, Gaia.
Can I make one interruption?
Go ahead.
One born free, beautiful anarchist. I call myself a state theist, a state atheist. I don't believe in that system. Right.
I like it.
We're on the same page. I send you an invite, not to get you away from fakeologists. Please keep talking here, but to also keep talking on IMI Radio. We're on the same page, definitely. And I wanted to say, ask something. In August 2015, were you at the Stefan Molyneux Forum?
No, I've listened to it regularly. Not so much recently, okay. But I have listened to it a lot in the past.
Yeah, okay, because that is actually how I got here, because I was, whole long story, but Farsh Value is who I got to know on that forum, and he led me into Miles Mathers, which led me to App. So, yeah, it was interesting. That was in August 2015, just when you were talking about that. I was actively posting and talking about the fake nukes and fake space travel on Stefan Molyneux's forum, and I was banned by his partner. What is his name? Mike?
Doesn't surprise me.
Just one, no warning whatsoever, because I took offense to Stefan Molyneux pushing to vote for Trump, while he himself always philosophically advocated don't vote, don't participate in the system, like George Carlin said much better, right? That stance, so I took his own stance against him, his own arguments, and that was the reason for a ban, which is a complete straw-grabbing straw man, right? I mean, this guy is all about philosophy. I am very much into that as well, and I learned a lot from him. So I used those lessons against him, and bang, banned.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Gaia, but that's why I don't listen to him much anymore, because he's really, he got real on the Trump bandwagon. I couldn't believe it when he did. There's a lot of people like you couldn't believe it either. But he still put, you know, I still listen to some of his, but he really, the guys I listen to now, there's a guy, Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante. He's doing some great podcasts on YouTube from Mexico right now, particularly on the coronavirus. And another guy, what's it called? High Impact Flicks, all one word, and Flicks is spelled F-L-I-X.
He's definitely controlled the opposition, that guy. He's been...
High Impact Flicks?
Yes.
What does that mean? Sorry. We can learn from George Orwell, right? He is fucking controlled opposition.
I agree,
but we can learn from him, right?
Right, but he's what Tim Osmond maybe is better... describing them as guardrailers or guardrailers, so they'll keep you in between two rails, but they won't, for instance, acknowledge crisis actors. They won't acknowledge that the whole thing is a psyop drill. And really, if you can't get to that position with concentrated research of maybe a few weeks or a month, then you're deliberately keeping people in between guardrails. So I like that, as opposed, maybe that's a little more descriptive than a controlled opposition, guardrailing. So he's guardrailing. Anyone that
nice,
doesn't...
Nice good name, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at a guardrail at the moment, you know, the avenue, right? It's now pretty quiet, but it's a guardrail, an avenue, yeah.
Yes, it keeps you in between the lanes, and you're not going to go to PSYOP, you're not going to go to crisis actors, you're not going to go to simulated shootings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, free riding is not allowed.
Yeah, so if you can't get or consider those topics, then why can't you? What makes you so limited that you can't consider the ultimate psychologist angle?
In all honesty, our time is limited, and we realize that now. What if not focusing on the bad part, but just focusing on the good points you can get out of them? And I have got good points out of fucking Alex Jones, right? I have David Icke of controlled opposition. We know.
But if you are trying to get people awakened, and they only have so much time for any of the things we say, you want to give your best shot at the first minute, because if they get into Alex Jones and he starts yelling at them, you've lost your benefit of the doubt with someone who has no idea what you're talking about. So that's why it's really, since it's like you said, we only have limited time. Well, we also ourselves only have limited time. And if there's so many great producers out there, let's concentrate on the ones that have the most focused message, because we don't have unlimited time to give to all these people that are guardrailing. So let's
should be a website to gather all the good information. Exactly, and Fakeopedia, and I actually hope that someone would take up that role, my role. I cannot do that anymore, right? I'm baking. I'm making bread.
No more bread talk.
No, I won't. Right.
Or I'll play BB King on top.
I mean, let's let people document things. Document things now. Write books. Let not the fake Anne Frank stories that will be produced in 5 years from now with ballpoint or without something else be the history. Let us be the history.
All right. Let's get back to OBF because he's our special guest tonight. He has a website. I have linked to it in the show notes, and of course, I published the show notes as well as the audio as a separate post on fakeologist.com. So we produce lots of audio here. If you think any of this is valuable and you want to support us, we have a Patreon page and we have a PayPal link on the side of the blog. And I put my money where my mouth is. I do support many websites, not all of them, that I think are valuable, and usually I just support it at the to the tune of a dollar a month, because if there's lots of dollars a month, it adds up, and a dollar a month really per person is less than a cup of coffee where I live, so it's not very much money at all, and it's a good encouragement. So just support these people that are putting out content that you think is worthwhile, including this, if you think it's worthwhile. And I just had a recent donor who donated today, and I really appreciate that as well. I'll just make sure I verify his username before I put it on the website, whatever username he would like listed on the website. So I appreciate all that. So, OBF, I know you play music and you have been in clubs, but now the clubs are shut down. So, does that make your existence to make a living difficult? And press the button.
Well, I don't. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear water running.
Hello?
Yes, I hear water running.
That's me peeing. I had to go to the toilet.
All right. Should we play a music over that?
Should we play a music over that?
okay.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
Well, I tell anyway, you, we have just the best audio on this show, don't we?
You must have.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone.
What was his second biggest hit? Maybe we should play that.
Second biggest hit. I'd have to think about that.
What about this song? Remember this one?
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
All right. Remember that one there, OBL?
Jeez, where did you get... I don't even remember...
Do you know that guy?
...recording it, like...
Do you know that guy?
I know it's me, but I don't know... It's like the guitar is completely... It's like, I don't know, I just don't know where did you get that from? Did I sing it to you on the live?
You have a YouTube channel.
Oh, that's, okay, that's... YouTube channel. Ah, well, okay, now, okay, that's the really, yeah, because I'd forgotten all about that one.
Do you still play the guitar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was playing before I got on air with you. Okay. So, yeah, I don't, to answer your previous question, I was performing only at open mics, and it was not a living. I cannot make a living. I haven't been able to make a living as a musician ever, except for 20, 30 years ago, very briefly maybe. So I've just lost being able to play at open mics. So I just, I guess I get just extra rehearsals at home now. I just sit at home with the metronome and sing and try to write new songs and stuff. I got some good new songs. I've just got to get them recorded. So it's not, it's in a way, it's good that I can rehearse even more than I could before.
All right. So what do you do with the people around you when it comes to Corona? How are you dealing with them? What can you even say? How do you start?
I don't think I can talk about it. I've tried. I made the mistake of trying with two people. One of them actually is on my email list. Both of them are on my email list, but I couldn't. The reaction was too extreme. It's just I found the only thing I can do is to zip the lip. I think that's the best tactic for me right now, just to stay out of the way, because I have a really bad temper, and I don't want to get in any sort of bad situations, especially if, you know, the cops start pushing me around or something one day, which they're very likely to do now, and I don't like cops anyway. Like, as you know, I don't like the government in particular, so I really... My only outlet, I guess, is to do my weekly blog and just post that out into the ether, really. And maybe someone read. I get a cuss. Every now and then I get a reply from somebody that'll ask me a question. And apart from that, I think it's dangerous for me to actually talk about this with anybody I don't already know very, very well. I think I wouldn't advise anybody to. It's so insane. It's off the charts. And
so you're self-censoring.
I am. It's I think music helps me with that, because it allows you emotionally. Because when I sing songs, it's an emotional experience for me as well. So it allows me to get a lot of the angst out. I'm a big blues fan, so I rehearse a lot of blues at home, a lot of blues guitar as well. So that's the only way that I know to deal with it right now. And I do a lot of exercise as well. Like I said before, I do a lot of martial arts. I do yoga. I do weightlifting and a lot of biking. So that helps burn off a lot of the emotion, I guess.
Very good. You're fit. Very good. What's your take on viruses anyway? Can we discuss that?
My take is I'm pretty open. My take is really, I guess, there's a very recent David Icke video concerning viruses. I think it's like the second to most recent one he did, where he gets into the whole thing. And basically what he's saying is that the whole thing is a scam. A virus is just dead RNA and DNA cells that are excreted from the from the cell nucleus, in reaction, it's part of the cell's or the whole body's immune system response to something. And so it's just dead matter. And once it's outside, it doesn't live, so it cannot be transmitted. He says that the test that these Chinese doctors, is all they did was they examined this excreted cellular material, this cellular waste, and called it a new name, gave it the name COVID-19, when in fact it could be caused by hundreds, possibly thousands of different bacteria or whatever, environmental considerations, environmental effects, excuse me, from air pollution to microwave, radio waves, that sort of thing. And so he's saying that the whole thing is just a complete fraud. And what it's really down to, in this particular instance, is down to the 5G, that city, Wuhan, in China, had already installed fully functional 5G throughout. And 5G breaks down the blood-brain barrier and allows stuff to get into to the circulation inside the brain that it normally wouldn't do. Various, because of the environmental factors in Wuhan as well as the 5G, you've got massive air pollution, and all Chinese apparently habitually smoke cigarettes like it's going out of style. And flu virus, somewhere else I read that there was a major flu epidemic in Wuhan the previous year, as there was in town in northern Italy, Lombardy, was it? Somewhere in Lombardy, northern Italy.
Another highly polluted area.
And they had massive influenza problems last year and maybe the year before. Because of the pollution would be. But I'm just interested to know, I don't know if anybody out there will know this, if they've got 5G in this northern Italian area, this Lombardy region. I'm not really sure on that, but Ike's pretty convinced that that's what's one of the biggest factors in this, is the 5G proliferation in areas. And he's basically saying that as soon as the 5G goes in various countries, in various cities, then you get that's one of the effects, is you get this so-called coronavirus, which is really just a flu outbreak, like you said. So, but I really don't know. I mean, these are things I've heard and that I consider, and it sounds reasonable, but I'm not really 100% sold on anything. It sounds reasonable, really. The other guy is John Rappaport. You familiar with him?
Yes.
No More Fake News. His stuff is really very good on the coronavirus. I encourage anybody who's not aware of him to go to his No More Fake News, because he got kicked out of his original site last year.
He was on WordPress.
They deplatformed.
Right. WordPress is good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hosted him. Yeah, they hosted. So now he's got his own site, which everyone should have their own site and their own email server. Why submit to the great cloud that's owned by a few companies?
Yeah. And apparently the cloud, the Apple cloud anyway, they sold, when they moved to China, they sold all the encryption keys to the Chinese government. So apparently, according to Alex Jones, the Chinese government has access to every worldwide Apple account. I don't know whether that's worth it.
Yeah, I'm not big on the 5G conspiracy, because don't forget, we've heard the same thing for 4G, 3G, 2G. Little G, I didn't really hear too much bad stuff about analog, and that was the first phone I had, was an analog phone. And my favorite part of the analog phone is sometimes when you went to another cell tower, your conversation would be crossed with someone else's, and you'd hear them yammering away, but they couldn't hear you. So if you stayed there long enough and they didn't catch a breath in between their sentences, you could listen to them gas on to somebody else, and they couldn't hear you usually because the computer didn't match the two duplexes. It was a half duplex, full duplex system. And anyway, I just don't believe in the 5G as a radiation hazard, although I'm open to the idea that all this RF radiation isn't good for us. I'm fine with that, but I don't think it is liquefying us. I think the main problem with 5G as it fills in a lot of the gaps where other cell signals can't get through. So if we literally have a cell signal on every side of every wall that we step, then that allows more precise tracking down to, I guess, the foot as opposed to the 20 foot. So you know exactly where somebody is and they're always connected. And I guess if you think your phone is listening to you, there's just more total spectrum dominance with regards to your smart tracking device.
I lost you. I can't hear you, fake.
I know. You pressed the... of course, now he won't be able to hear me at all because he's pressed his I can't hear or his speaker mute. So let me just quickly... I don't know if he'll be able to see, but he pressed his speaker mute button. And how can you tell someone who's deaf to unmute themselves? Not too possible. But anyway, we've been talking for about an hour and a half now.
Anybody there?
Yeah, we're here. But you can't hear us. And I can't unmute him. It'd be interesting if you could undeafen somebody from... Oh, there you go. You undeafened yourself. You pressed the deaf button.
I must have pressed that button on by mistake. I'm trying to keep my finger off the push to talk thing when I'm not talking, so you don't get your feedback. I'm trying to be a more intelligent user.
No, that's fine. I got it. Well, we've been going about an hour and a half. Did you hear my 5G theory?
I heard that you didn't think that it was necessarily a problem, and I, like I said, I'm not really saying. I'm considering the idea. I'm not completely sold on it myself. But,
well, it's only a problem if you don't like total spectrum dominance, where right now a GPS can only track you to the nearest 20 feet or so. But 5G, if it's literally on every side of the wall, and they just have to put up more transceivers, broadcasters, it will definitely be able to pinpoint you more accurately and keep you in line, keep you in check, keep you monitored. So it's just more total spectrum dominance with regards to your smartphone, which most people carry around anyway, so they don't really need a chip. They have the chip in their hand telling them everything, where to go, what to listen to, where to eat. Most people can't live without it. So it's a double-edged sword. Cuts both ways for people, but... other than that, I just think that the main virus is a mind virus. They are taking statistics from the common cold and twisting them and just labeling them all corona. But the main thing that I find disturbing and sometimes amusing are the rituals that they put people through to signal their believers. Like, if I'm not wearing a mask outside today, it does signal to everyone that I'm not a believer or I'm not taking it seriously. And these people are being programmed that by me not taking it seriously, I am endangering their life, which will make the threat to them. They might be more violent than if I just believe 9/11 was a hoax, because me believing that 9/11 is a hoax doesn't really endanger their lives. But if they think that I'm not conforming because I don't believe can hurt them, then that might be a more dangerous situation to be in. So, you know, just today watching people drive their cars down the empty streets with a mask almost up to their eyeballs, it looks amusing, but you know that that is a believer, and there are more believers than disbelievers. So that is what does disturb me on a daily basis. And let's see if it gets worse over time, because now we're told that the hospitals are empty because they're waiting for the surge, which for most, maybe the surge is from the movie Contagion, but the surge generally implies that all these people that have been harboring the virus, this mythical, magical, dangerous beast within you, is going to present and then explode. Everyone's going to start coughing and hacking. And if they're old, they're going to die. And it's just going to overwhelm the medical system and all those empty tents and hospitals that have nobody in them, including staff, because there's nobody using them, are going to become overrun. And that is the latest in the script that everyone in the world is following, the surge. So I suppose this will be the week of the surge. And if it doesn't happen, they'll say that everyone was good and they complied. But the other problem with this is that because we are told that mammals, all mammals, have a total of 320,000 viruses in them. Yeah, you heard me. 32 plus four zeros. Then we are all in danger of those mammals coming into the human mammal system. So this could come back in another version at any time, any place. So if this works so well, even if there is a coronavirus hoax or vaccine, well, what about COVID-20, COVID-21, or whatever you want to call it? We've only got 319,999 left to cure. So this could go on forever. And that is
the perfect,
super scary. That is scary. Now, that is what you should fear. People being fearful of that idea.
Yeah, they... I got disconnected for a while, so I missed a little bit of what you said. But for just picking it up again, exactly. Look, what are you? The question is, I mean, I'd ask this of anybody else in this on this site. What do you think do you think there are any solutions to this?
Solutions? I don't even know, because all the zombies are activated. Think about it. They've all been triggered. They finally found the button, the magic button, in all the zombies around us. And we can't really make this site go viral, unfortunately. So I don't really know. I don't have solutions. I wish I did. This one is a stumper. This is the main thing we have here, is the integration of the intelligence agencies flexing their muscles. So there's nowhere to run. We have John Lebon in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. His place is on lockdown. Everywhere. It's a worldwide thing. I think Sweden allegedly is resisting. I don't know how they are getting away with it, because it's definitely a centralized system there. We heard Belarus. Belarus is resisting.
There's 11 states apparently in the U.S. that haven't complied with lockdown. I don't know exactly which states they are, but there's 11 states to date that aren't doing.
Well, originally they were the southern states, so perhaps they can just blame that on people being dumb southerners, which, you know, the northerners in America have always tended to do. But I can't see them doing it for too long. I think some mayor in Georgia said something, he's not doing anything, and then he must have got a phone call and he flipped in within an hour. So he went from, I don't know where it was in Georgia, maybe you know.
No, I hadn't heard that, no. It doesn't surprise me, yeah. Georgia's...
There's so much information flowing in. There's so many websites. I can't keep up. I make a lot of posts, and most of my readers can't keep up. It's just, this is total spectrum dominance at work. It really is. All we can do is just keep talking about it, keep hanging out, meeting once or twice or three or four times a week, whatever we can manage. I'll produce the audios. I'll keep trying to convene as my schedule allows, but I don't have any great suggestions right now. Just
have you talked with Simon at all?
I have not voice chatted with Simon in about a year. And I noticed he comes to my blog. He lifts a few stories here and there and puts them on his blog, which is fine. I don't mind. I'm not really in it for the publicity, but I wouldn't mind a link here and there. But he does once in a while, I think. But yeah, I lift some of his material with attribution on my blog. I just actually took something from a non-Jedi who used to be on Fakeologist and now does all his posting at Clues for him, which is fine. And he just put a couple links to a dummy being used in a news report as if it was a real person. So, no, I think Simon should come on because he's in Italy and he's been under lockdown and he can read the Italian papers because he speaks Italian. But I think he's pretty... It finally got him off his Tycho's research and onto Media Fakery because I guess he didn't have a choice. It's just too pervasive. So, yeah, Simon, if you're listening, we should have a chat sometime. All right, any closing comments before we pack it in? One Born Free, press your button. Mm-hmm. One Born Free.
Okay, and, now it's working again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can hang around a bit. If you've got to go to Betty Boy's Fakeologist, I can hang around a bit longer and talk with some of these people if they want to talk to me. That's fine too.
Oh, yes. Well, the audio chat live stream is where I record any of those kind of chats, so... Yeah, if anyone wants to join One Born Free in the audio chat live stream, he's here for discussion and question. But what's your immediate strategy for dealing with this? What do you see as a solution?
Well, first of all, I think there's two, maybe. Well, none of them are perfect solutions, but because of my own political bias. I have lived completely outside the system for 30 years. I don't exist as far as the government goes. I'm completely outside of it. And so I've made all of my living is always been just in cash, doing whatever it takes to put food on the table. So with that bias, I believe... It seems to me that's what people have to do, is they have to get out of this frickin' system because it's going to kill them if they don't get out. If they don't die of starvation from loss of job, they're going to die from the frickin' the vaccines that they will be forced to take, or they're going to die at the hospital. I mean, I've always said to people, you don't go to a hospital for anything. I mean, I've had two friends die in hospitals, and I know it's from bad care. So I mean, it's they're terrible places to go, and God knows what they're doing in a hospital with this so-called coronavirus excuse. I dread to think. So but yeah, that was my first reaction. Like I say, I'm biased, and my lifestyle is very, very hard. It's not particularly how shall I put it? It's not financially particularly beneficial. It's a tough way to make a living, and most people cannot relate to it. But that's, you know, like I say, I'm biased. That's the one of my solutions, and the other one would be, is to try and get the word out, like you're doing and other people are doing, just to try and wake up maybe one or two people. But you have to realize that you're going to get massive resistance, particularly right now in the very midst of it. I mean, maybe in a couple of years, people will have being able to say, well, we really got fooled then, but the it's going to be too late then for most of these people. They're slaves already, and if the lockdown goes on, it's going to be too late. They're all going to be in smart cities, locked up, or not allowed to leave their houses without permission, or they're going to be dead. So I really don't know. I'm at a loss, apart from, like I say, on a personal level, is to get the hell out of the system. But maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know.
Yeah, might be easier said than done, but yeah, you might not have a choice, because this one is just so big. And I don't see, I can't predict the end game on this one, because it's got more plot twists than a Stephen King thriller. And I don't even read Stephen King, but it just keeps going on, and I don't know the end game or the end date, but I guess that's what makes it most fearful for most people. They just don't see how this is going to end. And I'm not worried about the virus. I'm worried about the economic destruction, because that, I'm pretty sure, is real, because I know real people that are not making money.
It cannot not be. It's just, it's too, I mean, if you, I mean, I don't know what it's like where you live, but where I live, you can see it already. It's huge.
You can see it.
Oh, yeah. It's, this is very, very serious. And there are, where I am, a lot of people, I mean, I can see it. I mean, I've studied economic philosophy for God knows how many years. All of the Marxists, and then most of the so-called right-wing schools, and the Austrian school. And once you've been through it all and you understand how economies actually work and everything, this is super, super destructive, what they're doing. And I agree with you entirely. This was the pin to prick the bubble in that fake economy that came up after 2008 via the massive injections of fake money into the system from 2008 through to 2019, I guess. And now it's just gone on to the next level. They're just going to further centralize everything through this massive injection of what is basically people's own money, their mortgage in the future, of the children, and the children's of their children as well. These massive government debts, which is always, they've always done that, but now they've kicked it up to an astronomical level, and I don't see how it cannot cause just massive. I mean, it's going to cause massive, millions to people to die. They're going to lose their homes as well as their businesses. It's just freaking crazy. I mean, and once this starts to sink in, where I am, I don't think it's really started to sink in yet. But once it does, there's going to be, God knows, the riots. I mean, you don't need to be in a town. You've got to get out. You've got to get armed and get the hell out, because it's going to be nasty. I don't know what else to say. I told that girl, that young girl we were talking to before the show started, I said, look, if you haven't got it already, you need to get out, you need to get firearms, or you need to get personal protection, you need to get a good store of food, you need, because this is when the shit hits the fan, really. It's it's going to be too late for you to get anything. It's a very, very serious situation, in my opinion.
All right. On the flip side, traffic collisions are way down. They're way down. So the number of people dying on the roads, which is a big number, I do believe they're, because I'm with them on the roads all the time, and I see the behavior, and there are way fewer vehicles, way fewer crashes. So, and this is what the climate change people are going to be yapping about for years to come. When we shut down all the industries, never mind that people couldn't afford to eat, boy, the pollution was way down, and all the people with respiratory illness from ground-based pollution, they did much better. But yeah, that's like cutting off your nose to spite your face, really, but you get the idea.
You're predicting the future, Ab. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, let me. Okay, I'm going to exit now. I'll do something a little different from a Fakeologist show. I'll let Gaia and One Born Free talk together because at Gaia's request, you guys can chat a bit here. Maybe for half an hour or so, because otherwise I'll just have to leave the stream open. And this is a separate stream from the audio chat live stream. So I'll let you guys chat away if you want. And you can...
Ab, is there any way we could just talk in the general lobby and you don't, and it doesn't have to be a problem or not?
Well, if you go into the audio...
Please, I think so, yeah.
Well, if you go into the audio chat live stream, if you want to be recorded... Or if you don't want to be recorded, yeah, you can go anywhere to the lobby, wherever. So that's fine. So why don't we just close it out here then? And then you guys, if you want me to patch it in from the audio chat live stream later, I could do that as well, create a link.
All right, so I'm going to go to the lobby. Is that right? Should I do that?
Or if you want to record, go to the audio chat live stream. Your choice. But
okay, what do you say?
But I'll let you and Guy hash it out. I will say goodnight. We will close off with a little bit more of your old music from way back when. And thank you for joining me, OBF. I appreciate it. And have a great night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ab. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. And the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. One day I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh why can I?
Well, I see by the clock on the wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, mon vieux.
À la prochaine.
Goodbye till when we meet again.